Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Michelle Weatherly. She is with the Jamestown Music Boosters. And Michelle, welcome back to our show.
Thank you again for having me.
Of course. Thank you for taking time. Michelle, keeping us up to date with all the latest happenings with the Jamestown Music Boosters and all the different projects they're working on, the different concerts and fundraisers that they're doing. And we have a really exciting concert coming up for the spring.
We do.
Which we're going to be talking about.
Yep.
But let's talk a little bit about the Music Boosters, just to kind of remind everybody exactly what you guys do and the whole purpose behind the Music Boosters.
Sure. We are a nonprofit advocacy and awareness group. And we raise funds for the music program, kind of fill in those gaps that the public schools budget just doesn't allow for.
Right.
Unfortunately, music is one of the last ones on the list, and it always is. The arts are hard. And so we want to just make every opportunity available that we can. Yeah. And so we raise funds and we go to school board meetings and we try to make things happen.
Absolutely. And you guys have made things happen. There's so many projects and so many things available through the music departments because of the Music Boosters, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so proud of that. And it started before me. It was formed several years ago. I can't remember the number. And they just saw a need, and a group of parents, which is what it's all about, parents of musicians said, you know what, we need more. We need to do this thing. And so they did that thing. And they, I think the first big thing that they did was the first, you know, big monetary thing that they did was to purchase a grand piano for it's the performance piano at the high school. And so, you know, the high school uses it all the time. And then anyone else who comes in at the lower grade levels, they get to use it. It's a beautiful, beautiful grand.
It's been around since then.
It has.
Which is
and
amazing.
That was all Music Boosters.
Wow.
Music Boosters purchased that whole thing. Tens of thousands of dollars.
Lots of money for those things.
And it's gorgeous. And that was all just, you know, from public funds. You know, they did a capital campaign and they made it happen, and it was really, really cool. And since then, they've done so many more things. Since I came on, we have done we purchased the shells behind the risers, so we throw that sound out from that piano and from those great voices and from those great instruments. We've purchased some instruments. We've purchased keyboards last year for the practice rooms at the high school for all of those kids who are working on their performance pieces for various contests and, you know, Mandan Music Festival, which is at the middle school level.
Right.
At the high school level, just this last weekend, I went to Allstate, which is like the state championship.
That's like, it's
for the music kids.
Really awesome.
It was amazing. I seriously had tears in my eyes watching the whole thing because it was so beautiful. Those kids have worked so hard to get to this level and they have to audition. I mean, not every kid makes it.
No.
And my son was there this year and it was unbelievable. I was a mess and it was so much fun. And it's so great to see how, you know, we have had even just a small part in helping them.
Right, right. And you know, the Music Boosters, and we'll go over that too, Michelle, always looking for volunteers because it's a constant need, and you guys are seeing that, and you've been able to help these kids grow and foster that care and love for music through all these different projects that you guys have done. So thanks to the Music Boosters, they've done a lot to help the schools, and the schools greatly appreciate it. You've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. And so to do this, Michelle, you guys hold fundraisers. I know you've done several things with Pizza Ranch, but we have one coming up that is a concert. So these kids will get to show what they can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice a year we do concert fundraisers. The one in the fall that we talked about the last time is always featuring adult performers in the city of Jamestown, in the community.
Right.
And they're people who have, you know, they went through music through grade school, through high school and beyond. Mm-hmm. And now they're playing that out in the community in whatever capacity. This one always features students exclusively.
Right.
And I love it. I just love it. It's so cool. We get to see, and sometimes not all parents get to go to these concerts that the kids go to the festivals. And these kids are working so hard, staying after school, going in early and practicing these pieces and really rehearsing so that they can be at their best.
For sure.
For these performances where they're judged. And I mean, it's serious business.
Yeah.
and they, the parents in the community doesn't, we don't always get to see it because it's not things that they do at their regular choir concert or band concert or orchestra concert. And so this is an opportunity for those kids to perform in front of an audience instead of just in front of judges.
Right.
And it's something that they get to just let the world see. And
for sure.
And I love that. And so this one is again, featuring the kids. It's going to be the, you know, all the standards, blue jazz, show choir, jazz band, the JHS orchestra, and then several solos and ensembles. And this year, I'm so excited. We are going to have something different. We got some one of the elementary music teachers to pull together a group of her kids to play. They're going to do a ukulele band.
Oh,
how awesome is that?
So awesome.
Yes.
I love the ukulele so much. And there's so many different things you can do on that. So the fact that we're going to get this special ukulele band is super cool.
Yes. And it's really cool that kids at the elementary level get to perform at something like this.
Yes.
Because they, you know, they perform in front of their parents in the gym and, you know, I mean, and
right.
That's awesome too. And we
Definitely.
All start there. But this is just special and really cool. And I'm so excited to see that one.
Yeah, it's very cool. Michelle Weatherly again with the Jamestown Music Boosters joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The concert Music Blooms, it's coming up on Sunday, April the 7th. And again, we want people to keep in mind, this is a big fundraiser for the Music Boosters so you can continue to do what you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is really where we make our money.
For sure.
And all of the proceeds for everything that we do, all of the proceeds that we get from these events all goes right back into the public schools music
yes.
programs.
Yeah.
And so we can do things like every year we do a scholarship to International Music Camp.
Yeah.
And we have purchased several instruments, the piano, we've purchased small instruments, large instruments.
Right.
We do things like beginning band supplies, and we do we help pay for some of the supplies for summer band. And,
right.
you know, just wherever the need lies, the directors know that they can come to us and say, hey, this is what we're doing.
Right.
Can you help us with this? And I love to be able to say, yes, we can.
Yeah.
And we can because of fundraisers like this, because of
Definitely.
The generosity of the community in supporting us.
Yes. And I don't want to miss it, too, because, you know, all these different projects we've gone over, you do have a big project kind of in your sights right now. That's going to be the next step for you guys, right?
Yes. We were approached by a member of the Lincoln PTO, and she came to one of our meetings and she said, this is something that we need. And is this something that you guys would do? Is it something that is, you know, she, you know, sometimes people just don't even know how
right.
we can help.
Yes.
And she came to us and I said, absolutely. This is what we want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they need, Lincoln School has old, mismatched and unsafe,
yeah.
really, risers. And, you know, they're wobbly, they're old, they're ugly.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to be able to replace their risers. And we said, absolutely, what can we do? How can we help?
Right.
And she said, well, we're going to do a bingo night and we're going to see if we can raise half of it. And
right.
if you guys would maybe match us. And so for the full set, to replace the whole set so that they have a nice matching safe
right.
set for their kids to perform their programs on, it was going to be $4,000.
Wow.
So we committed to matching that at $2,000 each, and they've already raised theirs. Their bingo was so successful.
Whoa.
And
okay.
so we thought we had more time. But
well,
but we don't. They're
yeah.
ready. And
wow.
we want to be able to deliver. And so in order for us to continue to do all of the things that we normally do,
yes.
we need even more money coming in, which, you know, everybody hates asking for money, but I love
yeah.
asking for money for this kind of thing.
Right. And people got to understand, like, you know, you're right. It's hard to ask for money, but when they know what it's going towards and
yeah.
the need for it,
and
they want to get behind it.
Those things have to come from somewhere.
Yes.
And it's just not in the budget. You know, it's not in, probably not in Lincoln School's budget. And the
yeah.
music teachers certainly shouldn't be coming up with that.
Right, right.
And it's so great that the parents through the PTO fundraiser came up with part of it. But,
yeah.
you know, this is what our organization is all about.
Absolutely. Michelle Weatherly, again, we're talking about Jamestown Music Boosters. The concert Music Blooms is Sunday, April the 7th, presented by the Boosters. Again, all students in the area will be able to perform. And we're going to see a bunch of different performances, like Michelle said. This is taking place at the theater, right, Michelle, at 3 o'clock?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tickets?
Tickets will be available at the door.
At the door. Gotcha. Yep.
And our prices, we always try to keep it affordable so everybody can go. And the adult tickets, $10, students, $5, and then a family so that you can you can afford to bring everybody along.
Right.
And so that your kids can see, can aspire to something, can see what might be in their future if they if they choose to go with music. That would be $25 for the family.
There you go. So you can sit, you can help too. But again, remember, everything helps the boosters. And you guys constantly looking for more volunteers. Anybody who feels the need and wants to give back through the boosters as well are more than encouraged to join you guys.
Yes,
right?
we love new members. We need new members. The way that it should go.
Yeah.
Ideally, is if you have a kid in music, you should be involved in boosters because your kids are benefiting.
Definitely.
And it's fun. You know, we only have a meeting once a month. It's not a lot of pressure. It's we get to sit around and problem solve and talk about how we can help your kids, our kids, my kids. Mm-hmm. And it is free. There are no dues or anything like that. We just hang out for an hour, talk about music issues, you know, what the needs are. And we actually are in need for next year of a new treasurer.
Okay.
So if you or someone you know of someone who might be interested in that position, it's not a lot of work. It's, you know, I work very closely with the treasurer. It's really just paying our bills and cashing some checks.
And making sure you got the money in there to do the projects,
that's right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So, and even if you're not interested in an officer position, we just need people there to bounce new ideas off of and to maybe help us, like this particular PTO member came to us knowing that there was a need and bringing that to our attention because we wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about is being there for that reason. And
yes.
And so if you have kids involved in music or have been involved in music, you're more than welcome to join the boosters and continue to help foster these other kids who are going to continue to grow. And maybe down the road we'll be at the next concert when you bring in these alumni and people who have benefited from the music program at the high school. So
for sure.
Michelle, anybody has questions? Do you have a website or anywhere for the boosters or a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yes. First, our next meeting, I want to throw this out there, our next meeting. So if you want to just reach out, even just kind of see what it's about.
Yeah.
Our next meeting will be April 1st at 5:30 in the choir room.
Okay.
Usually it goes for half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour if it's a busy month. And so we'll be there and everybody's welcome. And then they can go to our Facebook page, which is Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters. And that's really the best place to keep in touch with us. I try to be on there and share information as much as I can there.
Right.
And then our email address is jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com.
Perfect. There's a lot of ways to get information, a lot of ways to get involved and give back to the schools. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much, Warren.